And Amy McFarlane from Elite Staffing joins me this morning for Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Amy.
Hey there, Steve. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And we're going to be getting things underway here with a couple of events that got underway this past Wednesday, but they're going to continue through Sunday the 5th. The first of which is the Woodbury County Fair that, again, continues through Sunday with a rodeo, a tractor pull, the All-American Lumberjack Show.
Ah.
That's interesting. There will be a display of barn quilts, plus livestock shows, kids games, and more. You can go to woodburycountyfair.com for more information there. Another area fair that's been going on since Wednesday, the Dakota Thurston County Fair that also continues through Sunday. They've got dueling pianos, a rock climbing wall. They've got an escape room trailer.
Ooh.
Plus mud volleyball and Mexican style bull riding, which I still haven't found out how that differs from what we're used to north of the border, but you can go to DakotaThurstonFairOnline.com for more information about that.
I still have a visual on that lumberjack show.
Yeah.
Something like men in plaid, flannel, bow
ties. I think plaid is mandatory. I don't know what the bow tie I don't know what the bow tie is, but I think probably you're more along the flannel. I'm thinking for
shirtless,
sure flannel.
Though, of course.
Flannel and shirtless. Like they're wearing a flannel scarf, maybe? I don't know.
All righty. And the Mill Creek Festival is this weekend. It is today and tomorrow in Cherokee. And performers include Easton Corbin, Justin Moore, Jordan Davis, and Drake White. Go to millcreekfest.com for more.
The Sioux City Railroad Museum is hosting Reading by the Rails tomorrow morning at 10:30. It's a monthly reading program for kids. They will have railroad-themed books and a creative activity used to foster a love of reading. Go to SiouxCityRailroadMuseum.org for more information.
And Pearson Lakes Art Center presents Art in the Park. That is tomorrow, August 4th, from 9 to 4 on Preservation Plaza, which is right next to Arnold's Park Amusement Park. And the juried show features works by more than 80 artists from across the country.
I always find it odd that there's Arnold's Park, the amusement park, and then it's in Arnold's Park,
Iowa,
the town. It's kind of confusing.
Which came first?
That's a good question.
We need to ask Arnold.
Yeah, ask Arnold. I understand it's his park.
Yeah.
The Sioux City Sillies Clown Alley 185. That's like the Clown Union. They'll be celebrating International Clown Week, which apparently is this upcoming week. There's an afternoon of hijinks and hilarity and probably wackiness at the Launchpad Children's Museum. That'll be tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock. To find out more, you can go to SiouxCitySillies.com.
Those clowns could use a little bit of positive attitude.
Clowns have been taking a beating ever since It came out.
Yes, I'm worried about little kids crying.
We hope that's not the case.
No.
We want to make clowns happy again.
Yes. All right. The Native African Christian Fellowship presents African Night at First United Methodist Church, and that is tomorrow from 2 to 7 p.m., and activities include an exhibition of African artifacts, drumming and dancing, and a fashion parade.
Chicago's legendary sketch and improv comedy theater group Second City returns to the Pearson Lakes Art Center tomorrow night, and that'll be at 8 o'clock showtime. They come there every summer. They'll be coming performing with the Sioux City Symphony this fall.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. But they will be celebrating nearly 60 years of producing cutting-edge satirical reviews, launching the careers of generation after generation of comedy's best and brightest, pretty much everybody in the first generation, the second generation of The Daily Show.
Yes.
Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, I believe.
And every Canadian that's funny.
Every funny Canadian. I think John Candy at one time was in Second City.
Martin Short.
Yep.
Yeah.
Eugene Levy, I believe, also.
Yep. See?
All
yep.
Second City alum.
Yes. Sioux City Parks and Rec presents Movies in the Park, and they're showing Beauty and the Beast, and that also is tomorrow at 9 p.m. at the Grandview Bandshell. Moviegoers are asked to bring their own blankets, chairs, and snacks. You can go to sioux-city.org for more information. What a fun time.
Jack Langley, Mike Langley, and Walt Peterson will be presenting summary selections on Sunday afternoon. That'll be at 2 o'clock at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. The program will feature a range of tunes, including Bobby Russell's Little Green Apples, John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind, and Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. That's a great summertime song. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more information.
I don't know why I don't think it's Bobby Russell's Little Green Apples. And I was just thinking about that song. It was my brother's favorite. But I have to do a fact check on that, Steve.
Okay.
Dickinson County Conservation Board is offering a Kickstart Your Kayak class, and that is next Tuesday on August 7th from 9 to 2 p.m. Part of the advanced class includes learning how to do an open water rescue, and you can go to DicksonCountyConservationBoard.com for more information. And that's free.
And doing an open water rescue from a kayak, I would think, would be super difficult.
Oh, my gosh.
The South Sioux City Public Library is hosting... Oh, this is our first fall thing that we're talking about on Cultural Continuum.
Uh-oh.
It's a fall gardening class. That'll be Tuesday at 6:30. The featured topic is keeping backyard chickens and rabbits. Go to southsiouxcity.org/library.
Keeping them here or away?
That's a good question. I think it's...
Keeping? I'm guessing, obviously,
since there's
keeping.
Chickens, I think keeping like in a pen or a little area for them to hang out.
Okay.
A coop?
All right.
Or a hutch, if we were talking to rabbits.
Yeah.
They stay in hutches, right?
Yeah. Yes, they do. Very good, Steve. All right.
I grew up on a farm.
I wouldn't imagine. Did you have pet rabbits?
Not rabbits, no. Okay. We had chickens for a bit. Pigs for a bit. And mainly cattle.
Anyway. All right. And to wrap it up, Downtown Live presents a performance by Mississippi Heat, and that is next Thursday, starting at 6 p.m., that's August 9th, on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. Mississippi Heat is a world-class Chicago blues band, and their motto is traditional blues with a unique sound. And go to downtownlivesc.com for more.
And that will be the penultimate, I think, Downtown Live. Then it's Dwayne Dupsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers or something is the week after that. And that'll be, I think, the last one.
I got to get to one.
That will do it for today's edition of Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have something that you would like us to talk about, you can send that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host, Amy McFarlane, and for the last time, executive producer Allie Carson, who's leaving after this week.
Good luck,
but
Allie.
But we wish her the very, very best.
Yeah.
On behalf of all of us, wishing you a great morning, and thanks for listening to Cultural Continuum. Going to leave you with music by Mississippi Heat.
I got me a cab drive. Yeah.